improve here.
Very fine. So the Commission for the Blind special meeting is called to order at 9 a.m. on February 24th. We'll now move into roll call. Commissioner Schreiber?
Here.
Commissioner Reedy? Not present. And Chair Lansing, I'm present. Item three is introduction of guests and staff. Director Trapp, please introduce all.
I will happily do that, Madam Chair. I am Greg Trapp, Director of the Commission for the Blind. We'll go through our agency folks here. Jim?
Good morning. This is Jim Salas. I'm a Deputy Director with the Commission for the Blind over the Voc Rehab and Independent Living Programs.
Kevin?
Good morning. I'm Kevin Romero, Deputy Director for Finance and Administration and Chief Financial Officer.
Jamie? Jamie Simpson.
All right. Can you all hear me?
No, we can.
Sorry about that. I'm Jamie Simpson, Director of the New Mexico Commission for the Blind Orientation Center down here in Alamogordo.
And Kelly?
Good morning. I'm Kelly Burma. I am the Skill Center Coordinator.
And Patricia? Patricia Savage? Patricia, you must be
Sorry,
muted.
You guys missed my spiel. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. It's Patricia Savage here as the Executive Secretary to Director Trapp.
All right, and Janelle?
Good morning, everyone. I'm Janelle Gonzalez. I'm the Finance Manager.
And Daphne?
Good morning. My name is Daphne Mitchell, and I manage our VR Counselor Unit.
And Lucy?
Good morning. I'm Lucy Malahan, and I'm a Project Manager with the Commission.
And that looks like all our agency folks. Have I missed anyone here? I don't think so. All right. And guest, we have a former commissioner here, Jeff Blair. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you.
And Kevin, do you want to help introduce our attendees from the Office of State Auditor?
Sure. So attending on behalf of the State Office of the State Auditor is we have Lisa Kerr. And Lisa, do you want to introduce who else is attending? I only see yourself.
It is just me attending today.
Okay.
And I'm the Financial Audit Director at the Office of the State Auditor.
Lisa, welcome. It's great to have you here this morning.
All right. It sounds like that's all of our guests and staff, and welcome to all of you. Number four on the agenda is the approval of possible changes to the agenda order and tabling of agenda items. Is anyone, Director Trapp, are you aware of any changes?
I am not. Lisa, do you have any schedule concerns? I'm not expecting a long meeting here. We will probably get to your item somewhere between 15 minutes to 20, 25 minutes would be my guess.
That'll work out perfectly. Thanks. No scheduling concerns. So if it takes longer, that's fine too.
All right. So Madam Chair, we're good with the agenda.
Perfect. Number five is the approval of the minutes for the meeting of February 8. Does anyone have any revisions to the minutes? Then Chairman Schreiber, would you offer a motion to approve?
I certainly do. I move we approve the minutes.
Chair Lansing seconds. Roll call vote. Chairman Schreiber?
I approve.
Chairman Reedy is not with us. Chair Lansing approves. Motion passes. Number six is chair report, and I do not have a report today. Number seven is director's report. Great Trap.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. And I did not have a long report in keeping with our special meeting status here. I do, however, want to mention a couple of items. Right now, this morning, Senate Bill 437 is being heard in the Senate Rules Committee, I believe. And that particular bill would create a commission of vocational rehabilitation for the current Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. This is a bill that we have seen introduced before. We did submit a fiscal impact report on the bill. There are quite a number of provisions in the bill that I think really need to be changed. It seems as though the bill is using very, very old legislative language. One of the sections, Section 19, would transfer property belonging to the School for the Blind to the Commission on Vocational Rehabilitation. As best I can figure out, that language is likely left over from the 70s or 80s when certain properties related to the old School for the Blind were in fact transferred to the Bureau of Blind Services within the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation as it existed before 1986. But there's certainly no reason to have that language here today. It could have unintended consequences. So we pointed that out in our fiscal impact report. This building that we're in here in Albuquerque and that we have in Alamogordo once belonged to entities associated with the School for the Blind. There were locations for what were then sheltered shops. We are obviously using them today for training and competitive employment. Quite a number of other issues with that bill, and we did express those concerns in our fiscal impact report. The commission is about to conduct a series of public meetings. We'll be having those on March 9. They will be for gathering comments on our manual of operating procedures. We have a couple of small changes to the manual of operating procedures. One of those is that we want to be able to increase the amount of maintenance that we pay for consumers attending training at the orientation center. They're little bit more than technical changes. So because of that, we do need to go out to public hearing on those. We'll be distributing that list of information. We're also soliciting comments on the state plan, as well as the rate setting methodology that has been issued by the Vocational Rehabilitation Technical Assistance Center and the Rehabilitation Services Administration. Part of that rate setting methodology was that the vocational rehabilitation agencies were encouraged to solicit public comment on the rates that we pay for vocational rehabilitation services and systems. So we'll be doing that all together with three public meetings. Two of those are virtual, and one of those is a hybrid meeting. They'll be taking place here in Albuquerque. So we look forward to that. We are all getting the information out to the independent living centers, the 121 Native American Rehabilitation Programs, Disability Rights New Mexico, National Federation of the Blind, putting it on Newsline, distributing it as broadly as we can. And just a couple of other items. On the director's report, I'd like to hear from Jamie and Lucy for just a brief update on where we're at with regard to our apartments. So Jamie, why don't you start for us?
All right. Can y'all hear me?
We do.
Okay. The apartments are coming along nicely. We're pretty close to getting those fully completed. We have a couple of smaller projects that we're still doing around those. We'll be installing some canopies in the patio area between the dorm and the apartments. We'll be installing some mailboxes. We're going to be repairing the sidewalk over on the New York side that sits along that apartment area and the dorm. We have ordered our furniture, washers and dryers, and things that we need to put into the apartments to get them ready to go. And we'll be installing blinds on the windows. And all that will be occurring here pretty quickly with the hope that we can get those up and running by April. We've talked briefly about some tentative plans for a ribbon cutting ceremony or open house, if you will. Lucy has been working hard with all of the apartments. So Lucy, feel free to jump in, but I believe at the moment we have tentative schedule for that early April 5th and or 6th. Lucy, you want to add anything?
Sure. Training on access control will take place next week, and we are looking at a physical key handover from the contractor Mevicon, who has been responsible for the constructing of the apartment building, to go to a facilities management division and subsequently the commission. So that handover should take place next Wednesday, providing the weather holds. It probably would have taken place this week if we hadn't had a major winter storm or windstorm. Exactly. So all those things that Jamie mentioned, some of those additional projects that will be completed were approved by facilities management division, so they'll be fully funded by them. We should get approval for the Wi-Fi system next Tuesday. There was just one minor change that needed to be made to the submittal. Looking pretty good. What Jamie is not telling you that I will out her on is that even though the ribbon cutting is tentatively scheduled for the 5th and 6th, the CARF visit is also scheduled that week for the 3rd and 4th.
Yes, it is. Going to be a busy week for us.
All right. Any questions for myself or any of my program people here?
Hearing none, then we will move on to number 8, which is unfinished business. Item A is an update on Rehabilitation Services Administration annual review finding on the pre-employment transition services. Greg Trapp, Kevin Romero, and Jim Salas.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. So this is an item that relates to a finding that the Rehabilitation Services Administration had on the state of New Mexico and our spending of the pre-employment transition services reserve. It followed immediately a program determination letter that was issued that regarded the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation and their spending on the pre-employment transition services reserve. So basically what happened with the annual review finding was that the state of New Mexico during federal fiscal year 20 did not meet the pre-employment transition service reserve by much more significant amount. And in looking at that, most of that inability to spend the reserve was related to the pandemic, but also the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation had revised its SF-425 report to show a much greater amount of pre-employment transition services spending. So when you take into consideration the pandemic, which had shut down schools and made it impossible for us to run our normal transition program, our STEP program, out of the orientation center, as well as in Albuquerque to do that physically, and just have the same number of work-based learning experiences, we, as a state, ended up spending less on pre-ETS than we normally would. But I think it was an extraordinary circumstance. All told, we did come substantially closer to the pre-ETS reserve once the SF-425 was amended for DVR. We spent basically 84.15% of the pre-employment transition services reserve, missing it by about only $649,000. which is pretty close considering the pandemic. What's more, if we look at federal fiscal year 21, we were back on track with our pre-et spending. The Rehabilitation Services Administration requested a corrective action plan, but in light of the revised SF-425 and looking at spending patterns in 19, 20, and 21, we felt that it was not necessary. So we informed them that given the revised SF-425 and the fact that we almost within about $70,000 met as a state the pre-ets reserve in 21, that a corrective action plan wasn't necessary because we effectively had, in fact, put in place the correction already. Jim, Kevin, do you want to add to that?
Just to say that when we talk about having spent basically 85% of the requirement and we missed it by 600,000. Basically the real numbers are roughly 3.75 million, you know, total reserve and expenditure requirement for the state. And between DVR and the commission, we spent, you know, roughly 3.15 million, very rough numbers, but just to give you an idea of what the, you know, actual dollars were rather than just percentages.
Yeah, Kevin?
The only thing I'd like to add so that the commission's aware is, when this matter was brought to our attention, we did review our last submitted reports for the periods of the federal fiscal year 19, 20, and 21 with our federal consultant. Upon that review, it was determined and based on the supporting documentation that the commission had provided the accurate and correct numbers. And the supporting documentation supported those numbers. So just so the commissioners are aware, the commission to date has continued to be as observant as possible in not only our reporting, but our tracking of our expenses so that we can provide as up-to-date information as possible. So I just wanna let the commissioners put their mind at ease a little bit.
Great, thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Jim. And we are continuing to increase our pre-et spending where you're putting in place additional contracts. With the pandemic easing, we're seeing our spending increase. So I think as a state, we will meet the pre-ets reserve requirement this year. And I'm happy to take any questions. So Madam Chair, Commissioners.
Commissioner Schreiber, do you have any comments or questions? Is our commissioner still connected?
No, can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
Yeah, no, I had none. I couldn't get unmuted there. Okay.
Thank you, Commissioner Schreiber.
And I certainly want to acknowledge all the diligence of the financial administration team in recording, tracking. And if I don't sleep well at night, it's not because of the commission's spending and tracking. So thanks to all of you. Moving on to,
Well, I just really appreciate those comments because we do a great job in that regard. Really are very, very diligent with our federal compliance, our reports. It's not a easy lift, but Kevin and his team, Janelle, others do a great job, and we're very fortunate to have them.
Agreed, Director Trapp. Number nine is new business, and the first item is the acceptance of the state fiscal year 22 audit. And we have with us today Lisa Kerr, Financial Audit Director with the state, with the Office of the State Auditor. And Director Trapp, I'll turn it over to you to go from here.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. This is something that we do each year with our audit, and we are very happy to have with us Lisa Kerr from the Office of State Auditor. The process, in our view, is really a cooperative process. We see this as an opportunity to make sure that we're compliant, that we are continually improving with respect to our accountability. Kevin, Do you want to take it from there and you can introduce Lisa?
Thank you, Director Tripp. So if I can introduce the individual that we worked, one of the individuals we worked with quite closely during our fiscal 22 audit, Lisa Kerr, and she will present our federal, our state fiscal year 22 audit. Lisa?
Thank you very much, Kevin. I appreciate the introduction, and thank you everybody for allowing me to come and do this presentation. I do have a PowerPoint presentation prepared, if I can share my screen and start that, or if you would like me to just go through that and talk about it at a high level.
We should be able to do that. Kelly, is that something that we can accommodate?
Give me about 10 seconds.
Okay, and keep our fingers crossed that it all works as planned. So,
Lisa, you should be on now. You should be able to share now.
So I think I need to share my screen. Let me see if I can do that.
If you push Alt S, that will bring up all your documents. That'll help you bring up all the things that you have, and you can share your PowerPoint. There you go.
Okay, so this is allowing me to share this. So hold on 1 second. And I will start my slideshow. And
you may need to unshare, start your slideshow, and then share again.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
If I can find the Zoom screen again. Okay, at the top, my apologies. Let's do that. Okay, so unshare. Start the slideshow. Unfortunately, it blanks out the whole screen when I do that. Let me see if I can get back. Now I can. Sorry. It is not letting me get into that.
If you push Alt Tab, that should help you get you back to your Zoom so that you can. You're welcome. And then you can press Alt S and then select the right window again if you wish. If you would like, I can put my email address in. And you can send it to me, and I can drive for you.
Also, Lisa, you're currently muted.
Or you can send it to Kevin, and I can give Kevin the sharing permission.
Thank you very much. I will do that immediately. I'll just send it to Kevin since I have his.
All right, perfect. I will give take away the sharing permissions for you and give him and give it to him.
Thank you. I apologize. I apologize for this. There you go, Kevin.
I always like to say to err is human, to foul up completely takes a computer. So no reason to apologize.
Okay, yeah. It's always interesting, right? PowerPoint just sent me an email. We'd love your feedback. It's like, okay.
Just waiting to receive it.
Kevin, did you get that?
No, not yet. I'm waiting to. There we go. Oh, nope, that's a different email.
And Kevin, you should be a co-host now so you can share.
Okay. As soon as I get the email, I'll get this opened up.
Oh, I'm not sure. Why you didn't get that? Kelly, what's your email address too? I can try sending it to that email. Maybe it'll, I don't know what's going on with this one.
Just got it. So it's going to be coming up here shortly.
Oh, great. Thanks, Kevin.
Sitting here. I don't get myself confused. There we go. There we go.
Thank you so, so much. I really appreciate that, Kevin. This is just a presentation. It's an exit conference. I'll be sharing some required information with you. And with that, if you could switch. Next slide. The OSA management participating in the audit were Elena Turchera was the primary lead on this audit, and I was I had co-roles as the financial audit director and the co-deputy state auditor, and Elena had co-roles as a financial audit manager and the co-deputy state auditor. So a little confusing, but it worked out. So a lot of turnover with the new administration coming in. Next slide, please. So financial audit overview, the timeline for the financial statements was they needed to be submitted no later than November 1st, 2022. And the OSA has audited the fiscal year 22 financial statements of the New Mexico Commission for the Blind, the financial audit and the compliance audit, which is the federal piece, in accordance with governmental standards and the New Mexico audit rule, plus the TCAFR 200 Uniform Guidance Federal Compliance Audit. Management did prepare the MD&A and the financial statements and supporting schedules included in the report. Next slide. Audit opinion. The OSA issued an unmodified opinion on the financial statements as a whole and each opinion unit, which included the governmental activities, business type activities, general fund 04700, proprietary fund 110460, and budgetary comparison for the general fund. The OSA issued an unmodified opinion on compliance for the major program tested. That was federal compliance. So we do have some required communications with those charged with governance at the conclusion of the audit. Fraud communications, we need to let you know that fraud inquiries were held with key management personnel and other employees during the audit. The auditor's responsibility. Oh, go ahead.
I apologize. I sneezed, so I'm going to mute myself.
All right. Bless you. The auditor's responsibility under generally accepted auditing standards were to design the audit to provide reasonable but not absolute assurance. And management is responsible for the financial statements. The qualitative aspects of accounting practices, management is responsible for the selection and use of appropriate accounting policies, and significant accounting policies used by the commission are described in note 2 to the financial statements. Qualitative aspects continued. Accounting principles utilized by New Mexico Commission for the Blind are appropriate and have been consistently applied. There were not any policies adopted related to controversial areas or accounting practices implemented with lack of guidance or consensus. All significant transactions have been recognized in the financial statements and in the correct period. In regards to judgment and estimates, there in this category is depreciation and uncollectible accounts receivable. Those are both considered judgments and estimates. The disclosures are neutral, consistent, and clear, and there are no significant difficulties encountered in the performing of the audit. There were no uncorrected misstatements or corrected misstatements as a result of audit procedures. There were no disagreements with management.
Yes, my name is Kevin Romero with the Commission for the Blind. I need to order a temporary label for today.
Kevin, you're unmuted.
Sorry.
Kevin's already been through this particular exit. So. there are no instances of noncompliance material to the financial statements identified. There were no consultations with other IPAs, and only limited procedures were applied to required supplementary information. The report on supplementary information in relation to the financial statements is also included. Other written communications include the engagement letter and the management representation letter. Next slide, please. So in regards to prior year findings, there was one finding last year that addressed controls over capital assets. However, that finding was cleared in the current year. So in the current year findings, there were no findings noted. Next slide, please. There are quite a few new standards effective for 2022. And the reason there's so many this year is that due to the pandemic, a lot of these standards were put off for several years and they all kind of coalesced last year. So it made it a very challenging year. However, the one that was most significant to the Commission for the Blind is the GASB 87 leases. There were several GASB 87 leases, but it wasn't a huge amount. So we were, the staff approached this very well. They did great analysis on this, and so this standard was implemented for the year. There was also GASB 87 Statement 92, which is an omnibus that again was supposed to be released in 2020, but there were multiple effective dates in that. And an omnibus just includes, it's a cleanup of all GASB statements, to date or whatever that need minor cleanup. And they don't want to reissue a whole statement, but they're just included in that. Another GASB statement that was implemented this year is replacement of interbank offered rates. This did not impact the Commission for the Blind. GASB statement 97, which is certain component unit criteria and section 457 plans. Again, another one that did not affect the Commission for the Blind. GASB 87, or GASB statement 98, on the other hand, is it was just a renaming of the audit report to the annual comprehensive financial report. Previously, it had been called the comprehensive annual financial report, but the acronym CAFR, C-A-F-R, is very offensive to certain people, especially in Africa. It's a very demeaning statement, and so GASB renamed it to be the annual comprehensive financial report. Next slide, please. So new standards effective for 2023. There's GASB statement 91, conduit debt. I don't believe that'll have any impact on the Commission for the Blind. There's GASB statement 94, public-private partnerships. Again, I don't see that will be a big impact for the Commission for the Blind. And GASB statement 96, which is subscription-based information technology arrangements. And in this case, I do believe this will be relevant for the Commission for the Blind. However, one nice thing is the implementation is similar to the GASB 87, and that concepts for recording these assets are similar, as well as the note disclosures. However, there might be, it just depending on how many of these types of subscription-based information technology arrangements the Commission for the Blind has, will determine how complicated it is to implement. So again, that one will impact you. GASB statement 99, again, is another omnibus. This is dated 2022. It's effective next year. And again, that's a cleanup of many different items in the GASB statements. And that might be partially impactful for the Commission for the Blind. So with that, I would like to just say thank you to the New Mexico Commission for the Blind staff for all your hard work and efforts during the year. It was really appreciated. Kevin, you just made things so, the transition from the prior auditors to myself and Elena, very smooth and very effective. And Janelle, I heard so many good things about you. It's just really appreciated and very much noted. And that's all I have. And if you have any questions for me, please let me know. And thank you, Kevin, for running that slideshow. I really appreciate it.
Lisa, thank you very much. Thank you for the kind words. We do our best to make sure we work closely with our auditors. And as you said, the transition from the previous auditors to yourself and Elena went quite smoothly. I do agree. I credit that to the Office of the State Auditor staff and our communications, as well as the commission staff, who works quite diligently every year in regards to the audit. So I think both teams on each side excelled very well this last year.
Thank you. Very well said.
Excellent. Appreciate Lisa, the report, and Kevin, thank you. Janelle, thank you.
Director Trapp.
Oh, I was just going to say, if you're jumping in to speak, you're muted, but go ahead.
Commissioner Schreiber, do you have any questions or comments? Maybe he is muted.
Let me check.
I'm working on it.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, Art is muted.
Well, and I'm going to seize the moment to really thank you, Director Kerr, and all your staff. And you. Deputy Director Romero, my gosh, you probably get tired of hearing me say how much your diligence, your staff, the entire staff at the commission who's involved with our audits. It's just such an honor and privilege to be in association with all of you. And I'm going to speak, you know, on behalf of the blind in New Mexico. And I'm sure this audit process doesn't end at 5 o'clock at night. So thank you for all your hard work and time and dedication. And maybe we will have Mr. Schreiber unmuted.
It looks like Art is still muted.
We will need to accept the audit. So
I did ask him to unmute. I can't unmute him, but I did ask him to unmute. So.
Thanks, Kelly. We will wait.
So Art, if you can't unmute, you could hang up and we can call you right back.
Well, there, now,
there you
that?
Go. Now we hear you.
Okay, sorry. I did have comments. I wanted to thank the audit department, everybody for all their cooperation, and I wanted to congratulate our team of experts headed by Kevin Romero, and then it goes all the way to Greg for once again an outstanding job with an audit.
Commissioner Schreiber, thank you very much. We appreciate those words, and Commissioner Lansing as well. We've got a great team. Jim, Daphne, Jamie, Kelly, Lucy, Janelle, Kevin, from the program to the fiscal side, really working to make things go smoothly and appropriately. And it definitely does take a team. Our program is incredibly complex, and really proud of the fact that we didn't have any audit findings, that we had an unmodified opinion. So I'm very happy about that. Kevin, Janelle, any comments?
Director Trapp, Chairwoman Lansing, again, thank you for all the kind words. I'll be honest, if it wasn't for the team, as Director Trapp has stated, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in. We have an excellent team, both programmatically, financially, administratively, from the commissioners on down to our field staff. I think we all put the care and attention that we feel our consumers deserve and the public deserves. And I think that's what makes our position, our audits, so good. I've worked at many agencies, and honestly, this is one of the few where I know that the employees that work here care what they do and value it, and they put that effort into their work every day. And so I want to thank all the staff, programmatic, please, Jim, Jamie, forward that to the staff. Thank you very much for all the hard work that you guys do. I do know that sometimes the administrative staff, the fiscal staff, can be a little difficult in what we require and what we need to be reported. But again, the result is a clean audit. So we make every effort to work together and closely. So I think that's what contributes to our performance.
Great. Janelle?
Sorry about that. I don't know what's going on with my mouse to unmute, but I agree with both Greg and Kevin. We do have a great team all around, with from program to fiscal staff. You guys are much appreciated, and I thank you all for your support, and even management, you know, for your support for Lisa and her staff at State Auditors. Thank you as well, and they are a great team as well. They do work really hard to review and get things out for the audit. So you guys are much appreciated.
Jim?
Just as the other folks have said, I really appreciate the excellent work on the part of our program folks within Voc Rehab and Independent Living. And of course, the finance folks, Kevin and Janelle and their staff in Santa Fe. And I guess one of the other things I wanted to say is that I've always heard that the audit, Lisa, by the state auditor's office is much more in depth than the audits that we've historically had by a contractor. So if we're able to come out, you know, looking so good with a state auditor audit, that really says a lot. And so I really appreciate your hard work and the support of the state auditor's office.
Thank you.
So, any other comments from the staff? And again, thanks to all of you. And would all of you please, deputy directors, directors, pass on to your staff what Kevin said. Just pass on to your staff such deep appreciation for everyone working together. Chairman Schreiber, we need a motion to accept the fiscal year 22 audit. Would you entertain such a motion?
Yes, I certainly do. I move that it be approved.
And Chair Lansing seconds the motion to accept. So we'll take a roll call vote. Chairman Schreiber, how do you vote?
I approve.
Let's see, Chairman Reedy is absent. Chair Lansing moves to accept. So the acceptance of the audit has been approved. So thanks again to all of you. We will now move on to item B, is the report of the Property Disposition Committee, Kevin Romero.
Thank you, Chair. In regards to the Property Disposition Committee, during our last meeting, I gave an update that the committee was working on a request that we had received from the Orientation Center to dispose of equipment that had been deemed no longer usable and no longer repairable and was not functional for the commission. I'm glad to report that we have received a response from New Mexico State Surplus. And I'm going to provide the information that we did receive back. So three requests went to New Mexico State Surplus. The first request was the original request I had discussed at the previous meeting from the Orientation Center to dispose of equipment. It was two typewriters and a HP LaserJet printer. RIT felt that the printer was still functional and usable for the commission, so we did not include that with the request. We subsequently received two other requests between the last meeting and today. Another one was for the BE Business Enterprise Program, submitted a request to also dispose of equipment that was non-repairable and no longer functional. They were vending machines, snack machines, cold machines, combo machines, one ice maker and two microwaves. And then we also received a third request, which was to dispose of two refrigerators and one freezer, which was also non-repairable and functional. All three requests were denied by New Mexico State Surplus. So they will not be accepting any of this equipment. Therefore, we're going to move forward on behalf of the commission to dispose of the items as specified by the entities making the requests. For the commission's information, the BEP equipment is going to be disposed of through auction 30 days after the notification to Office of the State Auditor is required by law. That notification for the BEP equipment was sent yesterday afternoon. So 30 days out would be March 25th, 2023 would be the earliest that the commission could dispose of the equipment. The other two notifications will go out today, February 24th. And that disposal date, the earliest will be March 26th, 2023. So on behalf of the commission, those two documents, notifications will be sent today. I will provide copies for the record of this meeting of all three notifications. And then subsequently in March, when the release memo is sent to the program so that they can dispose of the equipment, the release memo will also be provided just as supporting documentation that the items were authorized for disposal. Are there any questions from the commission?
I don't have any. Hearing none, let's move on to, thank you very much. Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Item 10 is commission open discussion.
I just got it. Did anyone mention something?
Yes, we're now into commission open discussion. Mr. Schreiber, do you have any comments?
Yes, I have none about the commission. I want to report where I live, we're still quarantined and will be until March 1st. So we were to get out today. We're now back, still quarantined till March 1st.
Well, thank you for letting us know that.
All right, I just hope you stay safe and secure there. So take care of yourself.
Well, thank you. I'm only one of three that isn't sick on my corridor. That's 3 out of 15. That's pretty good odds.
Well, I'm not going to be visiting you there. I hate to say that. But I look forward to when I can.
So keep us posted when we can come visit.
Certainly.
So item 11 is comments from the audience. Jeff, are you still with us?
I'm still with you. The only comments I would have is to just echo what everybody else has said. The commission has such an outstanding record of compliance and of performance. And I won't drag on because all of you have already said the same things that I know are true. And it's an honor to be able to serve with the rest of you.
And Jeff, we certainly appreciate your service in our state rehab council. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Item 12 is the date and location of our next meeting. And I believe it's scheduled, the next one is for April 25.
Correct. So, Madam Chair, we could go ahead and schedule our September meeting. We will likely schedule a meeting in between, but I think it would be good just to get on everyone's schedule, the September meeting. So in, we do that in August. So we have our request budget that's due the beginning of September, and we normally have a meeting in the end of August for that. So Kevin, is there a date that we can look at there for the meeting to approve our request budget?
Yes, so we could look at anywhere, I'll be honest, from either the 24th, Thursday the 24th, or Friday the 25th, or the week of the 28th of August. What would be the best for the commissioners? Just for your information, September 1st is a Friday, so there is no delay in getting the submission in. It will be due 5 o'clock Friday, September 1st. So if we can approve it sometime between the 24th to maybe the 31st.
My schedule is completely open.
As is mine at this point.
and mine.
So would the 23rd of August, which would be a Wednesday, work?
Yes, sir, it does for me.
And Chairman Schreiber, I know that you're in the process of being replaced, not that you could ever be replaced. So I'm not sure if that's going to happen. But so Wednesday the 23rd, Kevin, does that work for you?
That works for me.
Do I have the date right? Did I do my calendar correct in my own head? Which is
you did the 23rd. Ah,
okay, I get the gold star for that.
Yeah, very good.
Is that 23rd in Albuquerque?
Yes. Yeah, I think we would do a hybrid meeting on the 23rd.
Okay.
We are definitely seeing a upswing in COVID cases here. ART's own report is evidence of that. We've had two cases within the commission in the last 7, 8 days, 9 days. So we're definitely seeing more cases, and we are continuing to be concerned about that. So I think it is reasonable to be mindful of that. So a hybrid meeting in Albuquerque on August 23rd. Should we start at 9 a.m.?
Yes. Director Trapp, just to be sure, currently we're still planning the April meeting as a hybrid?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. If that changes, we will definitely let you know. And obviously, your own decision whether to attend or not will certainly depend upon what's taking place at that time with respect to the pandemic.
Right.
What is that date? Does anyone know? April?
April 25 is the next meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Again, thank you for all being here today. And Chairman Schreiber pointed out to me earlier this month that I have control in this one thing. So I move to adjourn the meeting. I think it's around 9:57, maybe.
9:58 is what I have.
All right, we'll go with that. I'll surrender. Thanks to all of you and have a good day. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.